Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so let us get started, you guys. So, I'm going to be coming.
coming from Acts chapter 3. So Acts chapter 3. But first I want to go into, when I talked about this a few weeks ago, some people were kind enough to send me some topics they thought just going over the word and just really feeling and seeing how it ministered unto them and how they felt and what came into their spirit. So my friend Melissa Green from California, she put, and I know I'm probably not putting in her words, but she said that you never know where your blessings are going to come from. You never know where your blessings are going to come from, but be open to it. And sometimes when we're in a certain situation, we think our blessings are supposed to go one way or another way or a certain place or time, but God shows up somewhere totally different than what we could possibly imagine. Amen? So, and then Link 791 on Instagram, my friend Asita, she says, let God use your divine direction. Let God use your divine direction. Amen? Because, and I guess in saying that letting God use your divine direction is because you don't know. She said, just like John and Peter was led to heal the lame man, let God allow God to use your divine direction. That means praying and seeking God and asking God for direction, because you never know how God is going to show up in your life when you ask for a direction. And I like what she said, Alfreda, because she was, I'm just using my own imagination, Alfreda, right now when I'm reading links, when I see your post on Instagram, but my mind is going back to when you let God use your divine direction. You never know how God is going to use you, but when it's so divine, it's created by him, and when it's so strategic, you got to be open for God to use you, because you never know how he's going to use you. Amen? And then Hemios, that's on Instagram, she also put, let me read her. Amen. She put, God gives us our needs, not our wants. He gives us our needs, not our wants. And it's so good, because if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all those things shall be added unto you. And she was talking about the lame man, because even though the lame man wanted something different, God gave him what he needed. Amen. So sometimes God don't give us our wants, but he gives us what we need. Amen. And then sometimes we do walk in situations because we've been praying and pulling on that door, God saying no, you saying yes, and then sometimes it happens. Not that God sit up in heaven and say, hey, I'm going to just let this happen to you. No, God gives us our own free will. So, you know, we're not robots. So when things happen, we so quickly to blame God when he was saying, I kept that door shut, and you just refused to keep it shut. You just kept closing and pulling and it open. Amen? So, amen. So we bless God for those comments on today. Amen. So God does give us what we need, and what we need is what we need and not our wants. Amen. Amen. Because God knows what's best for us. He knows what's best for us. Amen. So let us read. I'm going to go into Acts chapter 3, and it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple of the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Verse 3 says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And verse 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I give, I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I'm going to read verse 6 again. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Verse 7 says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet, amen, made bones receive strength. And isn't that something? How he just grabbed him by his right hand and picked him up, that means that he was ready, amen? So that meant that he was had a willing heart. And sometimes, like Melissa said, you don't know where your blessings is coming from, so be open. But sometimes we'll sit there and say, you know what, God, I don't want that blessing, I want this blessing. But you don't know, but that blessing may lead to another blessing, amen? And as I begin, when I was little, I remember my mother quoting that scripture about silver and gold, I have none. And you never know what the meaning of that is until you get older and live a little longer. But I just come to tell you that God is so faithful and he is so real, because some things we want, but God is saying, that's not good for you, but I can give you something else. Amen. Sometimes we look for things because it looks so beautiful, it looks so great, but God is saying, that thing is not good for you, so I'm going to give you something else. But even if John and Peter were saying, even if we don't have no money in our pocket, we're going to give you something that's going to last forever. We're going to give you eternal life. We're going to give you healing so you'll be able to walk again, so you'll be able to see again, so you'll be able to feel again. Hallelujah. Even so, some people don't even have the touch or the even feeling in their hands. But he says, well, I'm going to give you something more than money, because money ain't everything, y'all. Amen. So he said, even if I don't have this money, silver and gold, but what I could give you is the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, because that's eternity, and you will live forever when you're in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. Only thing that lasts is Jesus. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Come on. Okay, you can press it. Yeah. Amen. So, verse 8 says, and he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. So he was walking and leaping and praising God. See, he didn't step out in little baby steps because he was lame. He couldn't walk. No, he started leaping. So he was ready. Hallelujah. For his blessing. So he was leaping. So I come to tell you on today, you don't know where your blessing may come from. So do not despise small beginnings. Don't shut folk out of your life because you feel like they not a blessing and they ain't nobody. You never know where your blessings may come from. Amen. You may be on the street and sitting next to a person who don't have no money in their pocket, but he got more to give you. He got resources. He can tell you where to go to get what you need. And you shooing them away because you feel as though they poor, they smelly. What do they have? Amen? But I know this lame man, and he said he was lame from his mother's womb, so he was born disabled. He was born paralyzed. But look at Jesus. God can wake up a dead situation even when you thought it was dead. God can resurrect anything. Sometimes the way we feel on the inside, our emotions, how we feel about crushed by different situations, God let us know that you will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. God will wake and shake you up on the inside even when you feel like a situation is dead. And God will wake you up, because sometimes we feel like things are dead. You can't tell me that that man, that lame man who sat by the beautiful gate at the temple, didn't feel like my life was over, so I'm just going to beg for money. But he did not know that he was going to walk into a blessing. He did not know that when he, and it was, and everybody was so astonished, because when they knew this man, the same man that walked, but was laying by the temple every day begging for money and begging for something. You ever see those people you know that was on drugs for years and years, and you walk by and you see that they clean, you see they got themselves together, or you see somebody in a depressed state, and now they got themselves together. You know that their mind is on straight. They don't. They happy. They not depressed anymore. And it makes you wonder. And they say because they met Jesus. Well, guess what? It's because this man met Jesus. They can't. Okay. So that was his time to be blessed. And even but he could have said, no, I don't want that. I want some money. No, you don't think that he wanted to be healed on the inside? Sometimes we be reaching for stuff that's lower. And sometimes we lower our standards just because we tired of wanting stuff so big. So we just accept mediocre stuff. He went to the highest level, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. I know my broadcast is going to be over soon. My lines is line. I'll take your call. The Lord is so faithful, and he is so just. Lord. Hello, Paul.
Oh, Lord.
Hello.
Praise the Lord, Reverend Wanda.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I am so blessed by you. You are truly a blessing to the kingdom of God. And yes, my phone did its thing, so it must want it. Evangelist Catherine Reynolds to say something, but God is faithful. Yes, yes, he is. He's just. And if we put ourselves in position, he will show up. He will show up. If you cry out to him, he will hear you. He will come rescue you. He will come and turn your life upside down and all around. God is just faithful. And I thank God that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can look at ourselves and don't see certain things a certain way. But if we allow him to see through our eyes and let us see through his eyes, we'll see life a whole different way.
Thank you.
So I just thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, Captain. You are so right about it. Because, and repeat the last thing you said again.
Well, if we allow ourselves to see through his eyes, we see things completely different. Because when we look around, we're going to definitely see the mark and the mire and the confusion and the sadness and the gloom and the evil. But when we look up towards them hills which come of our help coming from the Lord, we see from his perspective because he's up high looking down. So he see a bigger picture. He see the whole picture. And sometimes we just looking around in front of us and we just want one step and it's a bad thing. We say, no, go through because on the other side of through is a blessing waiting for you. So his faithfulness, we got to trust him in the midst of it all, no matter what we're going through. And because what Bishop say on Sunday, that this is a journey he ordained for us. God ordained this already before the foundation of this earth. So the journey we on, we're at the place we need to be at this appointed time because he's faithful. He's just. He's working all things together for good. And we got to just keep the faith and trust him in the midst of it all. That's the kind of God we serve. That's our God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's our God. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, David.
Oh,
Captain.
Hallelujah.
You.
God bless you, sis. Even the more I love you, he is faithful. That's the God we serve.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is so faithful. That's the evangelist, Catherine Reynolds. And my lines are open. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. She didn't mean to press one, but that was just so awesome. Amen. And I'm glad that she spoke up and said that because, you know, God is so faithful and we don't know how God is going to use us in a certain situation. Just like she didn't know because she accidentally pressed something and that allowed her to come on the call. Well, that's how God does with blessings. Amen. When you happen to stumble across and when you happen to walk into the room, and just being there at the right time, like the woman who was bowed over for 18 years, she did not know when she went into the synagogue that she was going to be blessed. This man did not know that when he laid down year after year after year, and that how God opened up the windows of heaven and poured out a blessing, there was not a room enough to receive it, that it was going to be his day to be blessed. But because he was willing, his heart was open to it, and he wanted to receive the blessings of God. Sometimes we push blessings away because, and isn't it something how sometimes when we ask God for something, and then when it comes, we're like, wait a minute, oh my God is here. I cannot believe God actually opened up a door for me. He actually blessed me, and then we'll be afraid to walk through it because it seems like we've been down in the dump so long, or every time we turn around, it's another door shut, another door shut, another door shut. So when a door opens, we're like, oh my God, Lord, is this from you? We know it's from God. You know, when we pray and we know that don't nobody know but God and you and God, and you say, Lord, I'm afraid to walk through that door. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar to make you feel like you can't walk through that door for your blessings. Even though this lame man, you know he probably was humiliated because you know folks had already talked about him year after year after year about you going to lay there at the gate a gate called Beautiful. Hallelujah. Guess what? The gate was called Beautiful. He also got a beautiful blessing. Amen. So even though he laid out there for years, I know folks talked about him. I know he could have got to a point where every time I turn around, somebody's talking about me. Somebody's murmuring, complaining because I wanted that bad. You got to want things that bad. Just like Hannah, I talked about a couple of months ago about Hannah going to the altar and praying and getting on her knees and believing God in the house of the Lord. And even when the man of God accused her of being drunk, she didn't get all upset and all bent out of shape. She just said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. He turned around. He blessed her. God opened up her womb. Amen. So sometimes you don't know where your blessing is going to come from. I know that Hannah probably didn't know when I went up to Shiloh to give sacrifices to the Lord each year that something was going to be different this time. But when you hear something on the inside of you, when you hear it and when you feel it stirring up on the inside of you, I was listening to Tyler Perry Day. It was a motivational clip that he put up. It was back in 2012. And he said how sometimes we feel like we are over the place. You want this, you want that. He said instead of just holding down and just for that one thing and just say, I'm going to go after this one thing and then other things will start trickling down and bless him after that. Well, he sat there and he waited for God to open up a door, and he did. But he didn't go from this thing to that thing to this thing to that thing. He stayed and he stayed encouraged and he stayed focused. But that's how we have to be, just staying focused, even on that one thing. Like, you can feel the stirring on the inside of you. Like, I feel a stirring on the inside of me with Hope Victorious. Yes, I had to get on here tonight. Even though in my spirit, my physical body, not even my spirit, my physical body, I felt tired. But it was just this pushing and this pressure and this pressure and this pressing that I had to get on here tonight. Amen. So it's not about us. It's about God and God getting the glory out of our lives. But I know some of you was on this call. I know you can feel God stirring stuff up on the inside. I know you can feel like when you want to say, Lord, I'm going to quit this job, or I'm going to quit this relationship, or I'm going to quit where I go, or I'm going to quit everything, and you can just feel God tugging and pulling. And then how about when some of us on the line are entrepreneurs, and we've been selling products for I don't know how long, and it seems like it's not taking off the ground. But don't you know if you keep on selling, don't you know if you keep on plugging, you keep on pushing, the door, that great door will open for you. But do not despise small beginnings of where you're at, because those platforms that you may feel as small are really big platforms. Hallelujah. So you never know. But that was so encouraging today when I heard that, because, you know, I can't let Hope Victorious go, because that's what God placed in my heart to do, amen. But that pushing and that burning on the inside to keep on going, to keep on moving, to keep on allowing God to shake up some things and keep you going. Did I want to get on here tonight at 6:30? No, but it wasn't about me. It was about God pushing me to get on a call, do what I called you to do. So it's not all about us all the time when God is calling you to a greater work. He's calling you to do great things. Amen. Some of us don't feel like going out and feeding the homeless, but guess what? God put such a desire and a burning in your soul, so you can't help but do it. Like, I know my mom is a missionary. She can't help but go out and visit the sick. She can't help but go to the nursing homes and the mental institutions and minister and have just have a big heart, because that pushing and that burning on the inside of her, even though me and my sisters be like, no, I don't think you should go out today, but she don't stop because of the yearning on the inside of God pushing her. And God will let her know when it's time and when you slow down, or I don't think you should go today. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's where that coming, that divine direction. Amen. Amen. So I bless God for you all today. I'm so excited that you got on the line. My broadcast is getting ready to end. You can always inbox me on Facebook, Hope Victorious, or Instagram, Hope Victorious the number 2, or even if you want to email me at HopeVictoriousTheNumber2@gmail.com. So I bless you all. Thank you, Evangelist Catherine, for coming on and just giving a mighty word on this evening. And thank you for everyone who didn't mind jumping on. I do have time for one more call. Oh, thank you, Rita. I miss you, girl. Thank you so much for hopping on. And to everybody, I see those who have called in as well. Amen. Amen. Hey, Sister Corinne, how are you? So I just want to tell you all to be encouraged. I am having a workshop that's coming up in December. I hope you all can attend. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. When winter time comes, So I'll give you more information on next week. I'll have the address. I'll have the flyer, and I'll post it on Facebook. And I hope you all can come out and join me. It's so awesome when winter time comes. I did the workshop almost every year. I didn't do it last year, but I did it on my broadcast. But I want to just, will you be able to just come out and just fellowship for a few hours, have a great speaker, Reverend Pamela Sills, who will be there. So God is truly indeed good. So let us pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I bless you. Let's give you the highest praise, God. I thank you for answering all of our prayers, God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for my friend and her husband, and God, and their whole family, God. We pray that, God, you would heal his body right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Give his wife a peace of mind and give his daughter a peace of mind, God. Oh, Lord, we love you. We thank you for healing, and we thank you for speedy recovery, dear God. Lord, we love you. Listen, Jesus, and continue to touch Aunt Pearly right now, God. Continue to allow her to be able to see, Father God. Lord, we pray, we come about her vision on today, God. Lord, touch her eyes right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to heal her body, oh Lord God. Continue to heal her mind, Father. Heal her eyes on today, God. Lord, we know that you know all things, God, because you're all knowing, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We know you to be a healer, God. Heal her eyesight, God. Restore her vision in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord. Go before the Wilson family on today, God. Do it right now for your glory, Lord God. Touch Miss Wilson and Mr. Wilson. Do it right now for your glory, God. We love you, and we give you all the praise and all the honor. And it's in Jesus' most precious name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Go in peace. Hope in God. Know that God is on your side. And those who's on the call, amen. Hi, Melissa, who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe that you raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. That was Romans 10:9. For those who don't know the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, he will save you. Do you hear me? He will save you. He will come into your heart and save you. But first, you have to repent and ask God, forgive me from all of my sins, Lord God. Forgive me, God. I believe that your son, you died on the cross of my sins. I may have everlasting life, God. Come into my heart and save me, God. And it's that simple. It is that simple. You go to a church where there's Bible study, where you can be fed, and allow God to take you where you need to go and pray about it. Amen. So just know that I love you all. Have a good evening. I'll see you all next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Sorry, Rita. You got to listen to the replay, but I love you. But I'll see you all next week at 1 o'clock. Take care, and God bless you, and have a wonderful day. And also, I wanted to say thank you all for always praying for me and my family, for always sending me nice notes within my emails and my Instagram. Let me know that, you know, you care, you enjoy the word, and I really, really appreciate that. And thank you all for your prayers for my children and my family, my mom. I just love you. And you all have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye.